Well, there is no doubt that 2006 was a year to remember in the ethanol industry. In the nearly three decades I've spent in this industry, I have not seen the kind of excitement and opportunity that our industry is now generating. We are most certainly building new horizons. But for those of us who have been in the industry for a while, and I see quite a few friends in the room this morning who have been around a long time, it's not always been this way. I remember the days when an RFA conference could be held at an IHOP, or for those of you who are off-site, a Waffle House, and our board meetings could be held in a phone booth. Indeed, times have changed. Much of the success and opportunity of our industry is joining today is directly attributable to our willingness to work together as an individual companies for a greater need. Under the canopy of the Renewable Fuels Association, we have been able to discuss the issues facing our industry and move forward in a unified voice. For the past 25 years, this cooperation and work have paid off. Today, ethanol is blended in 46% of the nation's gasoline. 2006 saw a record production of nearly 5 billion gallons. Ethanol production exists or is being built in 24 states across the country, from the Pacific Northwest to the deserts of Arizona to the pine forests of Georgia. The benefits of ethanol production are being realized by dozens of small communities all across the nation, and we are all better off for it. But as the name of this conference suggests, we are not standing still. With new horizons come new challenges and opportunities. It is critical that we continue to speak with one voice as President Bush, Congress, and the American people look to our industry to help break this country's oil addiction. So I encourage those of you who have yet to join the RFA to do so. Your input and participation would be welcomed additions to our growing family to help ensure the industry is moving forward on a united front. I am proud to be a member of this dynamic industry and even more humble to be serving as its chairman. So again, welcome. We are glad you are here. We certainly hope you enjoy the conference we have planned.